Okay. First class is Le'u Nishmat Yachmir, the end of the Gedalia. Thank you, Deborah, for hosting. Thank you for this beautiful event. And I hope tonight, today, we will merit to get to the light of Geula. I'm taking this, a lot of the teachings from the Baal Sulam. It's a recent sefer that I got in Eretz Yisrael. And he says something very, very strong. He says, the light of Mashiach is only experienced when we have a desire to give. Those who are not working to reach a state of giving are not waiting for Mashiach, but rather waiting for something that they imagine to be Mashiach. The truth is that Mashiach will only come to give us, install to us the value of giving. So this is where really we're going to focus really, really on. And what exactly is giving, and what exactly is how do I get to be part of the Mashiach, to be connected to the Mashiach? Rav Nachman says that a person who is dat, it's considered like he built a temple. A person who has dat, it's considered like the temple is built in his day. And when we don't have dat, it's considered like he, God forbid, destroyed the temple. So the essence of our lives is to build the appropriate consciousness where we get to a point that we're able to transform from receiving to giving. If you look at life, what's going on, think about all the times in your life where you've really been sad and depressed, areas of your life where you've been anxious. It's either a fear, it's either I'm not getting enough respect from this person, I'm not getting kavod from this person's talking about me. If you look at it, the root of most of our issues today is not coming from giving, it's coming from not receiving. Now the ultimate purpose of this concept is that we have to transform this. When we are able to transform this energy, then we are able to tap into the energy of Mashiach. And if you just look at October 7th, what happened? The whole country has to transform from receiving to giving. Where you look at, all of a sudden, Talmud Shomer Hospital, all of a sudden, everybody doing tremendous chesed. In America, everybody's doing tremendous chesed. That is the tikkun. It's not enough that the religious are here and the secular are here. That's the opposite. Because sometimes we could be learning for our own ego to become smarter. The real kind of giving is when you're learning in order to give it. So this is an area where when you're getting into this concept of giving, you are mimicking your creator. The Baal Sulam says, and again, this is new information I just received in Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Sulam says something incredible. He says, how do we get to the true light of Emunah practical in our lives? You know, all my Torahs are extremely practical. If you don't leave here with something, that means I did not explain it well. We're not just going to be in our heads and talk about concepts and geula. Okay, what does that mean? What do I need to do practically to bring geula? And how does this affect myself? And how does it affect my household, by the way? This is not something grand. It's you. We affect it within ourselves. And then within ourselves, as we build ourselves up, remember, if you build yourself up, then you can give to others. You can't give what you don't have. So we can't give the benefit of the doubt to people if we're not giving the benefit of the doubt to ourselves. So obviously, he says something incredible. He says, how do you work on the heart? How do we practically work on the heart? Working on the heart is your relationship with people. That means my relationship to people, again, this is extremely challenging. Let's make it very clear. This is extremely challenging. Let's not be realistic. Let's be optimistic. But let's also be very realistic on how challenging this is. Specifically, anytime you're going to make breakthroughs, you are going to get the most opposition, the most resistance, etc. Don't think that this is so easy. It's exactly the resistance that we go through is teaching us how great it is on the other side. Do you understand? Let's be very realistic. When you start doing this, when you start doing major inner work, it's going to hurt before it gets better. Because remember, before, when you were dealing with pain, all you were doing was blaming somebody else. So you didn't really have to deal with the issues. You didn't really have to deal with them. They were just, I'm going to blame that person, so I don't have to take accountability for it. You understand? We always use an outlet. The Yetzer Hara is a specialist, and he tells you the solutions. Of course, it's not you. It's that person. Of course, you, how could you be? You're the greatest. So the job of the Yetzer Hara is to narrow your perspective, is to make your perspective very, very small so you don't see the big picture in life. You understand? This is why we need so much as bodhidut. This is why we need We need other things in our lives to get us out of our head. But the number one job of the ego is to make yourself centered. It's to tell you what you're not getting. And just ask yourselves practically, when you feel good, it's not when you're thinking about yourself. There's a study in America that said, that showed that people were depressed. You know what? There was a study. You know what they made them do? Not gave them more Prozac, not gave them more. They had them go volunteer. Get out of your head. Enough. Get out of yourself already. Stop thinking about yourself all day long. Stop thinking about your problems. Stop thinking about your husband all the time. Stop thinking about your problems with your kids. Stop thinking about your neighbors. Stop thinking about yourself. They had them do volunteer, and through volunteering, a lot of them were curing. So we already know the root is ani. The tikkun is ayin. If you look at the word or with an ayin or an aleph, the difference is 69. 69 is yagon. So all of our problems is the ben ish chai. All of our problems really are self-centeredness. We all fall into it. Let's not judge ourselves unfavorably either. Just we have to notice who the enemy is, and you have to notice what's causing you to not be happy in your life. God forbid we should need a situation like October 7th to wake us up to recognize we're all thinking about ourselves too much. We're all thinking about ourselves too much. And now all of a sudden you're forced to, it's not about you. This is a grand thing. This is Geula mode. This is Geula mode, is like he's saying in the Baal Sulam, is only to give us the value of giving. So he says to work on, how do you work on the heart? Is by forgiving. When I am forgiving you, I am giving. When I am giving you the benefit of the doubt, give me a break. Give me a chance. Don't judge me. Give me a chance to look at it differently. Forgive me. Give. You see the word give? I'm going to forget about it. You're not giving. You're still holding a grudge. So the work, for example, Tomer Devorah, which talks about the 13 attributes of mercy, is giving. You're giving. You're mimicking your creator. Because remember, the whole tikkun of our life is to break from receiving to giving. That's the whole tikkun. That's really, really the tikkun that we have to do today. What other ways can I give practically? What other ways can I do the work of the heart? Is when I'm actually break my nature. Baal Sulam says that when a person does something, let's say, I want to only pray when I'm inspired. You're only really getting. You're not giving. You're getting. You got just like the first night of Passover. Are we giving anything? No, we're all getting a freebie of light. That's why everybody likes the first day of Passover, right? Religious, non-religious, everybody. Where's the Seder? Second day, 33% attendance. How come it's a 33% attendance the second day? It's because the second day the work begins. The work begins. The first night is really, you're just receiving. The arousal is from above. You have no arousal from below. So you're really a receiver. So of course you're going to be inspired. Doesn't take much to be inspired. But how do you break from a giver? Is when you do spiritual practices when you don't feel like it. Because now you are giving. When you're waking up an hour early to pray, 60 minutes to pray, when you're sitting there learning something, when you're tired, when you're doing something when it's not in your nature, you are actually giving, which we never thought of that. When did I ever think of breaking my nature as something to give? We say, if I feel good, I'll pray. You're not doing nothing but getting. It's when you give. And again, we're not trying to be harmful on ourselves. We're trying to understand that to the extent that we come to this world is not to sit there and just get a free ride. And we have to come in here to break our nature. Breaking your nature is the key to getting to the light of Mashiach. That is the key. That's how you start rectifying the heart. You develop a heart that I know this is difficult to me, but I'm going to go against my nature. You are giving your creator such pleasure. This is why we say that the Gemara talks about that a person who shuts his mouth in an argument, the whole world is redeemed for him. Because he went against his nature of getting back, but he shut his mouth. How come the reward is? Because what happens? You didn't give into your ego. You ended up becoming quiet. So your relationships with people today is the heart. That's your heart. It's not, you can't be super religious and have horrible relations with people. You will not get the heart. You will not get the heart. You need, remember, we need the heart and the mind. That's how you merit the spiritual energy of Emunah. It's very difficult, again, to not focus on the messenger of the people causing us harm or the people causing us. It's not, it's, but if you think about it, specifically since October 7th, everybody's taking a hit for this. Soldiers are taking a hit, religious are taking a hit, non-religious are taking a hit, America's taking a hit. So obviously this is a global thing. This is not about just you and me. Everybody's affected by this situation. Not just one sector or another sector. So anytime we continue to do division, all we're doing is giving into, we're losing the purpose of transforming to getting to giving. Just like the religious have to give benefit of the doubt and have to give lekaf zchut to people that are not. And the same way, they have to also, instead of looking at them, view them, what they're doing. So when other ways of giving. Forgiveness is the greatest way of giving. Giving the benefit of the doubt, Reb Nachman says, that you can change somebody's life by actually giving, looking at them positively. Looking at somebody positively is the connection, is bringing, is loving them and giving them and rectifying your own heart. Rabbi Rush says and Rabbi Nachman says that when we pray for somebody, we are giving them, it's like giving charity. When you pray for somebody, it's like physically giving them charity. Can you imagine that concept? Just like you're giving in charity because you gave somebody your time. Well, your time could have been on a phone better, right? Scrolling, that's much better. But look at society, think about just society, why society is so, think about why our relationships, what do people say? Well, why am I dating that guy? What am I getting out of him? What am I getting out of this relationship? You're going to get a get. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a get. The biggest problem in relationships is when we come to relationships in order to get and not in order to give. That's the biggest illusion. When we go into relationships just to get. What am I getting? Because anytime you go on a condition and the condition runs out, you have a horrible relationship. But when you go to give, you can't be hurt. You can't be hurt. You can't be hurt. Even giving gives you serotonin. Giving, actually giving serotonin. So that is the extent that you work on your heart, is by recognizing forgiveness. And the way you recognize, the way you find forgiveness to people is by recognizing that people do, when they are hurt, they hurt you. So it's not their real self that's hurting you. It's their hurt, because when people are hurt, they hurt others. We don't treat, we guys, remember, we all treat each other based on how we feel about ourselves. Let's be honest. When we're nervous, when we have our heads not there, we snap at people, we're angry at people, we judge them unfavorably. We treat people the way we feel about ourselves. Very simple. So sometimes when you take things personally, it's you're not giving, you're getting. I got insulted. Nobody says I'm giving insulted. I got insulted. Do you get it? That is the problem. So books to help that obviously are Tomer Devorah. Tomer Devorah says every single opportunity that we have, which is the 13 attributes of mercy, that's why the book is a segula for cancer. It's because you release. You're always releasing. You're not keeping things in. You're not keeping things in. You're releasing them. So you're releasing them and you're connecting to the attributes of mercy. Just like God got insulted, he forgives you, you forgive. Because ultimately when we give, we become co-creators in this world, and then God uses you to bring the light of other people. But as long as we're in a state of getting, I won't talk to you until I get an apology. Are you giving or are you getting? You're getting. So what happens while you're waiting for that apology? There's a lot of mercy that's on escrow. Think about it. Think about how much mercy. Think about how much mercy people really in our lives come to us to clean us out, because we are sometimes, for example, if I am walking around very ungrateful in my life, I'm insulting God. Okay? Again, we are all human. I'm just trying to explain to you, we're not, let's be honest. But technically that is an insult because God is providing me with life force and energy, etc. So what happens? Somebody sends me, somebody insults me. So that is really an opportunity for me to forgive them so I can get forgiven from God. Every single opportunity is really for you. You understand? It's really nothing about the people. It's so not about the people. It's all opportunities because you're always attracting some kind of energetic energy. You understand? We're always attracting some kind of energetic energy. That's why when you're having a great day, people can tell you anything and you don't really care. Right? When you're having a great day, you don't care. You do not care what people say because you're in a better state. When you're not having a good day, you start, those little things become outlets for you to release your negativity on them. You understand? So this is an area, so that's why I'm trying to explain to you. The work of because the job of the ego is to make yourself centered, this is the most difficult avoda to do. Do you understand? It's the most difficult challenge to do because it rectifies the heart. And what happens? Your heart ends up opening up your mind eventually. The second step where he talks about is the mind. How do you rectify the work of the mind? How do you fix your mind today practically? How do I free my mind? Because remember, when you both have the heart and the mind, you are now happy, you are present, you're in a state of attraction, you're in a state of expansion. If those are not connected, right? There's a famous pasuk that says, their lips are honoring me, but their hearts are very far away from me. That means, yes, we're doing things just to do it, but we're not doing things with kavana. We're not doing things. So the mind is rectified, believe it or not, by trying to understand things above your level. Which, what that practically means is faith. It's to get to the point where you do not have to understand something always rationally. Where you can believe in God without needing proof. Where you can be this concept of faith it till you make it. Where I can walk in to be besimcha regardless of the situation. Let's say I'm having a shalom bayit issue. Emuna means I should be walking around like I have the greatest marriage in the world. Again, very difficult. Do you understand this concept? We sound like crazy over here. But that is emuna. And emuna is to be able to be in a better situation, already act as if. This is the pasuk that says, through joy you will go out. What do you mean through joy you will go out? That means when I have a better attitude, I will go out of the problem. It's not, I'll be happy when the problem is over. It's because I'm happy, the solution will be over. The solution, I will be free. Through joy you will go out. That means, are we able to think greater than we feel on a practical level? Can you practically tell me, can you be optimistic for no reason? Now for women, it's extremely difficult to do that because women have an issue of control. So they always, it's much harder for them. You have to recognize there's control issues because they feel if they don't worry or control it, it's never going to happen. Not true. It's absolutely not true. It's when you stop worrying about it, things will happen. You understand? You would think, oh, if I'm not careful to worry about something, that means I'm not taking my responsibility. I'm being too reckless. No, it's not. Doesn't work like that. That means you're not letting, by the way, this energy is Purim energy. Purim energy is the light of what we're talking about. The light of Purim, get to know that you know nothing. That is the light of Purim, to get to the point where you'd recognize you know nothing. Everything's upside down anyway. It's to get to that level where you know nothing. Whatever you think you know is based on how you feel about yourself anyway. So we have to basically create a tremendous amount of just going into believing that this is Geula mode. This is the energy of Geula. It's not just sit there, let's wait for the Geula. You have to make the Geula happen. You can't wait for things to happen. You have to make it happen individually. And you can, Rav Nachman says, if a person lives in the moment, it's like he's living in the Geula right now. How do you like that? If you are living in the present moment, Because you can't be depressed if you're in the present moment. Right? You can't be depressed in the present moment. The present moment is always being recreated. So the present moment, when you have these two concepts, where you don't rationalize everything and try to figure everything out and try to wait for things to happen, and you have great relationships with people and you work in relationships with people, both your heart and your mind are purified. You purify both your heart and your mind, and through that concept, you are now living with higher consciousness. Higher consciousness means dat. That's what builds the temple. That is the energy of the temple. That is what we could do practically. But again, we can't do this without work. That's the hardest part of this. Because for you to forgive somebody who hurt you is going against your nature. But now you are actually giving. You understand? You are giving. There's famous stories about the Gemara. That why did one person get answered and another person didn't get answered? The other person, not because they were greater than the other, but because one of them was easily forget. He didn't take things personal. He was very, very, I forgot the name of exactly who it was. But he wasn't makbid on kavod. We also have to remember another concept, that the more we see kavod, the more kavod is going to run away from you. Needy people are not getting love, are getting the first phone call. Needy people become a demand. We all know needy people. It's not somebody you want to go hang out with, because they drain you, don't they? Why do they drain you? Because they're in a state of getting and not giving. You understand? Needy people, they just absorb everything out of it. They absorb. They infect you. They don't affect you. Right? Giving people are the opposite. One sec. We'll take questions right there. But that's where this light of is to purify the heart and the mind. And once you have those, then you have kavana. Then you're doing things with intention. But if one of them is off, If the head is off, you're going to get stuck always with worry, control, I don't know why this is happening, etc. That will affect the mind. If the heart is off, then what's going to happen? You can't find good points in people, you won't be able to find good points in yourself. You understand? And this is why, think about every single childhood, every single situation in our lives, comes from, which Rav Kook always said, there was nobody like Rav Kook that had so much fights with, I mean, he was able to blend in and go, and he screamed out, why do they hate me so much? They don't understand me. He was trying to change the world, Rav Kook. He was trying to change, but they didn't understand him, what he was trying to do. Do you understand? Because they were closed-minded. Rav Kook brought the energy, brought the light of Geula. Rav Nachman, these light of even dealing with secular people, you have to find good points in them. It's not, you're good, you're this, and I'm good. It's not working. Obviously, it's not working. Why? Because all we're doing is to get. I want to be smarter. Do you understand why learning is easier than prayer? Why is learning much easier than prayer? Why is it so easy? Why is it, you can pick up a book, you're receiving. Prayer? You have to break your nature. Prayer is really your giving. You understand the difference? Of course you have to learn. But we should learn so we could pray better. We should learn so we could take that's what Rav Nachman always said, you should take your Torah and bring it into tefillah. Right? Why? What do you mean Torah into tefillah? It's because when you're receiving, let's say I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm this, I can give you a big speech, so you feed my ego. Wonderful. That's not going to help anybody. But when you take your Torah and bring it into tefillah, you're actually taking what you're getting, and now you become a giver. You become a giver. But let's say I'm just learning, and I'm just learning so I can become smart, or I can argue, or I can look good in a conversation. I'm just getting. It's just feeding my ego. It doesn't really do nothing for heaven. Where the opposite is when you're receiving to give, when you're learning to pray better, so you can have a different conversation, so you can have a different perspective on how to help people, that's called the 50th gate. That's transforming giving to receiving, receiving to giving, and that is the tikkun. So every area of our life is really this issue. This is the core of most issues that are happening in our lives. Me personally, with anybody personally, you'll always get, I'm getting insulted by that person. And again, I'm not telling you to, situations are different. I'm not telling you to stay in toxic marriages. I'm not telling you to stay. There's sometimes areas in our lives where we're dealing with very, very difficult people. You have to put a boundary. You can't, sometimes the person doesn't have ability to give. You have sometimes put a boundary and says, listen, right now, I can't deal with it. Maybe in the future. But people in general, this is the energy that we have to connect to. And if we connect to this energy, then we become, again, we're living in a higher consciousness. Then when we're living in a higher consciousness, what do you do in a higher consciousness? You build people up. You build people up. You help people. Remember, the reward for growing is giving, right? What is the reward? What happens when you're in a lower consciousness? What do? You knock everybody down. Lashon hara, you knock them down. Because if I can knock you down, I feel better about myself. Which is called Tzinat Chinam. Which is called the root of this galus that we're in. Because if you're in a growth mindset, all you want to do is build people up. Because you know we're all on the same team. But when we don't grow, we become takers. And we knock everybody else down with us. And that's the galus that we're in today. You understand why it's so bad? The reason why it's bad is because... Forget, it's the fact that you're not growing. You're not doing your end. You're not growing. That's the problem. And if you can't grow, you can't give. And this is why we have to take, when we're in a victim mindset in life, when we're in a victim mindset, you can't give. You can't give. When you have active addictions, you can't give. Forget the fact that you have whether the addiction is bad or good, but you can't, if you're not facing pain, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't give. You can never mimic your creator, which is the purpose of your creation. But if we're taking pain and we're not dealing with the pain correctly, then all we're doing is stagnating and blaming somebody while we're a victim. So you have to get out of a victim mindset. Because that is the exact thing that God wants us to get out of. God wants us to become, God doesn't want us to become constant need of validation. He wants us to have liberation. God does not want you to focus on validation. Because the more liberated you are, the less you need to be validated. The less you need to be validated. And then you're free. Freedom is the goal of life. The game of life is to be free, not to be high. The game of life is to be free. Being able to be free of taking things personal, being able to be free of holding on to grudges. Because all it's doing is taking away your energy in life. It's taking away your energy and not allowing you to become the best version of you. And then, therefore, what happens? And then what do we normally do when we have this consciousness? Then all of a sudden we say, well, you know what? Prayer doesn't work. Shabbat doesn't work. And we all of a sudden we throw God under the... We go into a very bad cycle. This is where Reb Nachman says in lesson 10 that you cannot have... The reason why people are away from God is not because of the religious level. It's because they don't have yeshuva dat. They lack yeshuva dat. They don't have a settled mind. And because they don't have a settled mind, they can't control their mind. They can't control their heart. They can't control their mind, and etc. And this is the light. I'm going to take questions, obviously. This is a very, very... But this is the light of Geula, by the way. This is for the Baal Sulam. It's not for my words. This is when you asked me to talk about Geula, I said, how do we bring this practically? Because if we're just talking about this, everybody, yeah, Geula, Geula. Did you forgive anybody yesterday? Did you give anybody the benefit of doubt yesterday? Are you working on Emunah with your rational mind? No, I'm nervous. I'm watching the news, and I have what Geula? What Geula? Maybe you go to the neighborhood Geula. But you're not getting it. There's no Geula here. Where is Geula here? Where is the Geula? Geula happens when you break your nature. When you go. Geula happens when Haredi women deal with non-religious people and work together. When the judgment is over, there's too much judgment. And the problem is the way we judge ourselves is the way God judges us. You understand? And if we judge ourselves, if we are able to be loving, then we have a father. If we're not judging ourselves properly, then He judges us as a king. King. King and a father, two different rules. Two different rules. It's mishpat versus love. It's two different rules. So sometimes things have to be really, really bad to get better. It's because when you get to a point like this, that what's happening, you have to say, I have to radically change everything. I have to radically change everything about myself and figure out how do I first fix myself and how do I first fix my relationships with my family and then my relationships with people. And then all of a sudden, I change them. And don't think, oh, how could they change? I tell you today, we would have 40,000 followers from one class. No, yeah, it happens. It happens. Things can happen. It's okay, mazel tov. But just like she spilled over the cup, imagine if her cup was empty. Imagine if her cup was empty. What would she spill? Nothing. The fact, if her cup was empty, it's bad, because she would have nothing to give over. But when you fill your cup up, you can fill it over to other people. I'll take some questions on this concept. One second, let me just stop the class.